after years of controversial cuts to higher education, Michigan has begun reinvesting in its colleges and universities. Last month, Governor Rick Snyder proposed a 6.1% spending hike for Michigan's state-funded four-year institutions. Higher education officials applauded the move, which would be contingent on universities limiting tuition increases. On a more sobering note, Michigan got a reminder last week of how much farther it needs to go to catch up with other states in terms of state per pupil spending. A nationwide report from the Chronicle of Higher Education shows Michigan in 40th place in that category. Now, our next guest, while not from academia, supports the increased reinvestment of state spending in higher education. Doug Rothwell, CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan, a nonprofit group comprised of the top executives of dozens of the state's top job providers, GM, Meyer, Two Men in a Truck, and on, along with university presidents from around the state. Doug Rothwell, welcome back to Current State.
Good morning, Mark.
Talk to us in general, Doug, about the return on investment for higher education. And I'd be especially interested if your members noticed a declining return on investment since education cutting began a dozen or so years ago.
Well, the main problem that we face right now is that we're making it more difficult for kids to get an education at the very time that there's more demand than ever before. If you look at the jobs that are being created today, and this is even more so in the years ahead, more of them are going to require an education beyond high school. We also know even those graduates that came out of college during the recent recession earn far more than those that didn't get a college degree, and also have much lower unemployment rates, and of course then they're going to require less government services because they're not going to be needing different forms of assistance as they grow older. And so what all of this says is that we need college education more than ever before, but it needs to be affordable. It needs to be affordable for kids to be able to get it. And over the last decade, we went from being a top 10 state in affordability to bottom 10. We kind of corrected that a little bit the last few years when we stopped the cutting and started reinvesting. But this year is a real opportunity to make a really big gain in this effort.
That's quite a steep climb, though, to go from the bottom 10 to the top 10.
Well, it is. And, you know, all states really experienced problems during the recession maintaining the level of support that they did provide to higher education. But no state really suffered it more than Michigan did because, of course, our economy took a bigger hit than just about any place else in the country. But the point is, now that revenues are coming back, it's a real opportunity for us to turn that around. And that's why the governor's budget proposal this year is so important to get through the legislature. If we could get this 6% increase this year, that begins to put us back on a trajectory that we can see over the next 5 to 10 years getting back to that top 10 status, which we think is so important.
Generally, Doug, are you and your members confident that the Michigan economy can continue to grow to the point where these increased reinvestments in higher education are going to be realistically possible?
We really are. Not only are we optimistic that the Michigan economy is going to continue to grow, at least for the next few years, which is, you know, hard to see much further than that, but right now it looks very positive, but also the fact that the way you need to reinvest in higher education is far different than, say, road funding. You know, the need for us to fix our roads is in the billions of dollars that we're going to need to invest. And it's very hard to do that just by allocating incremental amounts of the existing budget to fix it. And that's why we and many other groups believe that some form of tax increase is going to be needed to fix that problem. Higher education, it doesn't have such a severe funding need. If we simply increased funding by about $100 million a year, over the next 5 to 10 years, we would get to be a top 10 state. And so this year, good example, the governor's proposing about an $80 million increase. If we keep doing that for a period of years, we will get to this goal. It's a much more achievable goal than having to go out and find, you know, $1 billion or $1.5 billion.
Does your organization espouse a particular tax approach here? You did allude to the desirability of a tax increase.
We've not taken a position on the way to do that to fix the roads. Again, we think with higher education, you know, what we're talking about here, we don't need a tax increase. We can do that through incremental revenue increases as the economy continues to improve. Roads are going to probably need a tax increase of some type. The governor's proposal, we think, is as good as any. I'm sure there are other ideas out there as well. I think our, you know, basic point would be, let's do something.
There is the interpretation out there that education reinvestment is to be expected in an election year budget. Is this an election year tactic, or do your members detect a sincere effort on the part of the administration to make a long-term reinvestment in education?
We think it's very sincere. I think that the fact that the governor even tried to increase funding over the last 2 years when the revenues weren't as robust shows that he was very committed to higher education. That first year when he had to make the cuts, you know, we were facing at that point over $1 billion budget deficit. And, you know, unfortunately, higher education is probably more cuttable than other things in the budget. It's hard to cut Medicaid. It's hard to cut, you know, road funding, things like that when higher education can increase tuition. And but the unfortunate part about that is we've been doing it now for a decade, and we've gotten ourselves in a pretty deep hole. We think the governor absolutely is committed to this, and I think, again, this year his budget shows very clearly that he sees this as a long-term priority for the state.
Doug, some people think that Michigan needs to take a hard look at how it funds education as well. Now, you just expressed confidence that the economy could grow in future years to really significantly reinvest in that. But should we be looking at different mechanisms as far as funding education?
Well, you know, it's always a controversial subject. And, you know, clearly you look at the work that we had to go through as a state to even get Proposal A passed for K-12 education back, you know, 20 years ago. And, you know, today we're still talking about whether there are ways to improve it or fix it in some way, shape, or form. You know, again, I think that with higher education, we have a need here that is much more achievable. The amount of dollars that are needed to get us to be where we need to be should be able to be found from the existing way the budget is structured, the way our existing revenues come into the state. And again, if we just achieve modest economic growth over the next 5 to 10 years, we should be able to achieve this goal. So, you know, again, unlike road funding, you know, we don't see that we need a fundamental change of tax policy here to get to where we want to be.
What about K-12 and early childhood, Doug? Does business leaders place relatively more emphasis on the importance of higher ed than, say, K-12 or early childhood? And if so, why?
No, we don't. I mean, we think it's extremely important that the entire education system be a priority for Michigan, and we've been a big supporter of the expansion of early childhood funding, which, of course, the governor and the legislature have already supported. For K-12, we think it's vitally important that it perform as well as it possibly can. We're very concerned that in Michigan, only 21% of our 11th graders are deemed to be college or career ready for when they graduate the following year. We think that's just you know, a very difficult situation. We have got to improve. But with K-12 education, you know, we're certainly not in favor of cutting, but we do believe that we should be getting probably more value for the money that we are spending. We are a state that is an above average investor in K-12 education, but our results have been below average now for some time. And so I know that there are a variety of different actions being taken to improve the K-12 system. For example, we've been big supporters of the implementation of the Common Core state standards. We believe that that ought to in turn be tied to some form of student assessment, which is under debate in the legislature right now. Those kinds of steps we think are very important. We don't necessarily think it's a funding issue. We think it's more how we're spending the money and how can we be more efficient at it.
I came across an interesting quote from Eileen Weiser, who's a member of the state school board. She told Bridge Magazine a year ago that, quote, "dumping more money in the system is not a solution. Michigan has in various times been in the top 10 in funding schools, but in the bottom half of student achievement." She says, if there were a relationship between money and competence, it would show up in the results. How do you answer contrarians who don't link investment with results?
Well, we think that we ought to be an above-average state investing in K-12 education, and we are. So, again, our position is that this should be a priority for the state, but we already think that it is. In fact, one of the things that we have to remember in Michigan is our demographics, our student enrollment has actually been declining for some time. So we actually have, if you think about it, more money per kid put into K-12 education than we maybe did a couple of years ago. But again, the point is that what are you getting for that? And I think that we have a system that, you know, needs to continue to change and evolve. And if we can do things like have better standards, the Common Core state standards, tie it to assessments that give our kids a better sense of where they stand, and that begins to then chip away at that performance issue, which, you know, Elaine and others have said, you know, could be improved. Again, our position is it should be a funding priority, but the point is, what are we getting for that funding?
Beyond the issue of funding, Doug, are Michigan universities graduating students with the degrees and the particular skills that your members need?
Yeah, I mean, this is a good contrast to K-12, which we were just talking about. In higher education, we now have a performance-based funding system in place in Michigan that looks specifically at things like what are their college graduation rates, are they turning out graduates in critical skill areas, what is the administrative efficiency of these universities, what amount of research and development dollars are they attracting. So in other words, it's not a blank check that universities are getting in order to, you know, receive those state monies. With K-12 education, we don't have a system like that so much. It's really more based on how many kids or slots, if you will, we need to underwrite. And so with higher education, we think we've made a lot of progress to address the question that you addressed, which is, you know, we're providing more money, but we're providing it based on the universities doing a better job of performance.
And real briefly, Doug, thumbs up or thumbs down on the governor's call for more skilled immigrants for Detroit?
Well, thumbs up. I mean, we need more people in Michigan, and we should be welcoming immigrants, more out-of-state college students, et cetera. We need to grow our state.
Doug Rothwell is CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan, the nonprofit group comprised of the top executives of dozens of the state's top job providers and universities. Doug, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Mark.